and I asked Tanner if he was upset that the call that against you that negated his interception, but we had Kalani kind of explain that he thought you should have been allowed extra time or adequate time to get off the field. Can you take us through what happened there and why they ultimately called the penalty?
Yeah, I think, like, we know when the offense subs, we're able to sub as well, and usually we're expecting the ref to hold the ball, so something that we do is sometimes take our time going off the field, which kind of runs the play clock down for the offense, but the ref didn't hold it as long as he usually does, and I got caught, and that's on me, miscommunication error, and yeah, I got an earful of that.
Well, I also wanted to ask you, just in terms of your overall play, you're the vet in that defensive end room and really kind of leading the way for this unit. How have you felt about your play to this point in the season?
Yeah, I think I'm happy with how I've been playing, especially these past three games. I'm happy how our whole defensive line has been playing. We've been playing as a unit lately, and the people who've been coming in, who are getting their first couple snaps in college football, they haven't dropped off any from the players that we've had last year. So I think for me, I'm just impressed about not only, you know, just myself, but also the entire defensive line.
All right, next question from Sean Walker.
Yeah, a little bit on that note, Logan. You guys on the D line have done a really nice job, as has the entire defense, I guess. But the D line in particular has done a really nice job of just kind of holding the trenches down, manning the trenches really well. How excited are you to be able to get 340 pounds of beef back here, probably pretty soon, in a guy like Justin Kirkland? Because it sounds like he's been practicing a little bit more with you guys, and could be ready. I'll say soon. We won't put a date on it, but probably pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm super excited for Justin to get back with us. He's a great addition to our defensive line. He brings a lot of experience. He's a great player that we've played him twice now when he was at Oklahoma State. And since he's been here, he's been nothing but a great teammate. And we're, you know, just waiting for him to get that green light to join us back on. And we know he's going to make an impact when he comes back.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, two questions, Logan. I noticed you lead the team in tackles, which is pretty rare for a defensive end. Is that an anomaly, or is that kind of how this defense is set up to be schemed out?
Well, I think the biggest thing for our defense is when we stop the run, it's a really gap-sound defense. And I guess the ball just seems to bounce my way. And I know that comes through everybody playing their 111. And so I give a lot of credit to our entire defense for doing their job. And when the ball comes my way, I'm excited and ready to make a play. So I just tip my hat to my teammates and for them doing their job to allow me to make plays.
And then kind of on a personal level, what led to you deciding to come back? Was there ever a doubt? If I'm not mistaken, you went through the senior walk last year. So just kind of take me through the process of when you decided to come back and then how the NCAA cleared you to come back.
So I always knew I had an extra year from when I had tore my ACL back in 22, but I think something that helped me to make the decision coming back was not only with my wife and talking with my wife, but also with Coach Hill and Coach Kalani and what they saw with what I can do this year with our team and what the view and the what we thought we were going to be able to accomplish this year. And I think that's what kind of had an influence in my decision of coming back and being able to be a part of something great. And I'm so glad that I did, and I'm glad that they were able to talk me into it. And, yeah, I'm glad to be a part of this team.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Yeah, Logan, can you just give us a scout of what you remember about playing Colorado, but also what you expect on Saturday?
Yeah, for Colorado, what we remember playing them is that they're a team that likes to spread the ball. They do want to get the run game going and get their pass game off of that. So I think our first and foremost, our goal is to stop the run. That's going to be the front seven. And I feel like we've done a great job up to this point, but coming into conference, we're going to have to step it up a whole nother level, and we're ready for that. And when the time comes, it's to get after the quarterback, and I think that's something we're going to have to emphasize going into this game with the opportunities that we're going to get with this offense.
Next